When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on listen up upper left and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and oh my, what you're missing a lot of great animal videos and stuff. And, man, we're getting a great collection of animals on trampolines. I guess before I go off on animals on trampolines tangent, I better get out of that table set here. And, because I'm sitting here thinking, you know, it just feels a little strange. That's, I think, because it's been strange around here because we've been missing someone consistently who's going to be gone again next week. But back in the saddle again, Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. Good to be back and not in that sweaty, hot Bigfoot suit.
Well, yeah, Bigfoot doesn't talk, so you've been coming stomping around with us, but then you don't get to talk to us. So
ask me all the time, does it get hot in there? And actually, it doesn't get too hot in there. I always pretend with them like I'm, you know, chilly. I start, you know, clamping my arms together and acting like I'm shivering or something like that. But what happens is, you know, like dogs and stuff like that, they stay pretty well insulated from the outside heat. It's kind of like the similar effect to being in that suit, because like whatever is the temperature is on the inside, it stays like that for quite a long time, and then it keeps the outside heat from going inside. So I just got to be careful not to make myself too hot inside of the suit, and actually doesn't get too hot in there.
All right, well, I guess we have figured out that when the Mariners play at home on Sunday, you're not with us here on Animal World because you're being Bigfoot.
Yes, I am.
In the beer garden. So now, is that the only time, you know, the home games on Sunday? Is that the only time you're being Bigfoot, or do you be Bigfoot other times during the week that we don't know about?
Well, we had a pretty fun special event that happened. It was towards the end of the month, or beginning of August, was on a Friday. They had National Beer Day, so they were partaking in that as well, and also season ticket holder appreciation night for the Seattle Mariners. But what they had me do is normally I would go and then stomp around the pen until the national anthem starts, which is what I did on that Friday night. But in addition to that, they had me do the Bigfoot bartender in the middle of the first inning. So they put me on the Jumbotron down in the pen and acting like I was serving up beers and Miller Lights to customers.
Fun.
And then after the second inning, they did a game called Spot Bigfoot, where I hid somewhere in the stands, and then somebody took one of the Jumbotron cameras and tried to pan around and zoom in on me in the stands.
Oh, how fun.
So
sounds like fun.
Those were a couple of little interactive things that I did in addition on that night. But
What about when they retired Ichiro's You know, in the Hall of Fame, all that stuff. Did you get to be down there for those big games?
Well, I was there for one of the games and stomping around the pen, but nothing that had to do with that specifically. I was just happened to be there.
Well, that's cool. All right. Well, let's see. What are we doing today? I know what we're doing. It's the third Sunday of the month, so that means it's behavior training and healing questions for Martha, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and personal readings, and all the psychic stuff. And also we get into astrology a little bit because she knows more than I do.
Not right now.
And so it's all that stuff with Natasha Venter. Anyway, Natasha, there she is chiming in. I knew she couldn't keep it quiet for very much longer. Anyway, good morning, Natasha. Welcome back to Animal World.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we're on the ride. And I know that, you know, like I had a garage sale this last weekend. I'm redoing my front room. I'm, you know, my cat is still gone. You know, it's just been like, you know, everything is just, you know, shifting and changing around us. And I've actually, you know, had the mantra, you know, that I'm open for movement, but I'm not moving, you know, the moving of like the house, but I'm open for movement. And boy, I've got things left and right moving around me. And it's been feeling actually quite good, you know, like my old computer that's been in my house since probably, let's see, I started out with Windows 7 on it.
I guess that's old.
Yeah, so it finally gave up the ghost while I was putting primer on. So that was kind of like, well, it's time for a new beginning. So out goes the desk that it was on. And, you know, it's like there's just this opportunity for great shifting if we're open to it. And I'm open to it. This is my week. I'm going to be settling a lot of my new beginnings, kind of get them integrated into the house. So it's not everything's in a, you know, you have to walk over this, trip over that type of moment. But
no, I can't remember. Has Bigfoot stomped in when you've been here? So have you seen Bigfoot?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, okay. All right. So you're one
of the
lucky ones.
In fact, Natasha was the first one that I stomped on.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, speaking of all of that, you know, all of what you just said is going on. I can tell you that there's someone else having a worse week than we are. Okay. And that's where we got to start, because I have a big alert. Dr. Nels. I don't know if you can imagine this, but you know, Dr. Nels is our wonderful neuroenergetic balancer, and he and Sister Linda Rasmussen were here last week, you know, on the second Sunday as usual, and doing their great remote healings for everyone and all that sort of thing. And I heard from Dr. Nels this week. Now, just imagine, you know, he's moved out of the state, and so he's not doing the house calls and seeing anybody personally. He's working with everybody remotely, and, you know, his whole business is his website, you know, healingministryforanimals.com. So he's like working, you know, he's over in the middle of Idaho, and, you know, I don't know, he was working in his office doing something, and some link on something passed, and he thought, oh, I guess I just better check my link and make sure it's working here. And he clicks the link and nothing. He says, oh, that's weird. So he's looking for his website. So he tries to get to his website again. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Oh, no. And then, so the bottom, it turns out. Can you imagine this? I mean, your whole livelihood, everything in your work revolves around this website. Well, apparently, now I'm not real techie, Nathan, but what is it? There's a host that hosts your website. I know
yes.
You have to own your domain name, but then the host that hosts. Anyway, apparently, whoever hosted was hosting his website, you know, belly up, out of business, bam, his website is gone. History gone. The whole, just gone. Can you imagine? Just gone. And you can't like just make a website in 2 minutes, you know, with all the stuff that he had. And So Dr. Now's been tap dancing along with, thank goodness he has his wife, Martha, because apparently she's made websites before and apparently she's has some technical skills. So anyway, they are up to their eyeballs tap dancing to try to rebuild and get a new website up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and I don't know about this. Maybe some of you techie people out there, Nathan, you might know. But I happen to be, because Nell sent out an email to let us know, you know, to let me know what was going on, and to call him, and to have anybody that wanted to contact him will not be able to do so right now through the website. They'll have to call him directly. So if you all are wondering how are you going to get a hold of Dr. Nails or whatever, I'm going to give you his phone number, and he's keeping his phone with him all the time. So just get something to write with, because I'll give you his phone number before we're done here. But anyway, he said, I was talking to him on the phone about a referral, and Nathan, he said something about, fortunately, I know about the Wayback Machine.
I was just pulling that up.
And I don't know what that means. He said, I was able to find my website and had been updated. It had been updated, I think, within a reasonable period of time. But he said it wasn't as simple. You can't just like copy and paste and grab it off the way back and then have your website back. So I don't know. But anyway, apparently it was there, but I don't know what that means. And it doesn't seem to be making it any easier for them to rebuild. But they're in the process of rebuilding the website. And he said money's changing hands and all of that. And the bottom line is, for right now, there is no healingministryforanimals.com doesn't exist right now for us to access, but they are hopeful they're going to have something going by the middle of this week. So,
Mercury was going to go out with a kick.
Yeah, I mean, Mercury's like,
my computer
went. Going to happen during a Mercury retrograde, and there we are. So, but can you imagine? I mean, think about everything else that we might have going on related to Mercury and retrograde and all this stuff, even all the stuff I've been dealing with. It's like, oh, nothing compared to this. I mean, what a nightmare. So get your pens ready. If you need Dr. Nils Rasmussen, healingministryforanimals.com will continue to be the web address. And once they get a new website built, it's going to be up and hopefully sometime this week. In the meantime, he's just staying glued to his phone so you can call him directly. If he doesn't pick up, just leave a message. He'll call you right back. And here is his phone number. So it's Dr. Nils Rasmussen, 208-451-6003. 208-451-6003. So I'll give you that information several times during the show. And just if anyone you know that if you've got to send a referral or you need Dr. Nail's help for you or your animal friends, just call him directly. And he will be available to you that way. So, Nathan, since you knew about what the heck is the Wayback Machine?
It's part of archive.org. It's one of the services that they do. But you can basically go to any day in history, and I guess it captures like snapshots of different websites. And you can go and see what that website was, and you can sort of interact with things. So like for Dr. Nell's benefit, he can copy and paste text that was already there and things like that and see where things were put. But I'm just typing in, if you go to archive.org and then you just type in like healingministryforanimals.com, it's going to bring you up like a little calendar, and then you can just, I guess, April 23rd is one of the most recent ones that it has, or maybe June, it has a snapshot from that as well. But you just click on that and it shows you what that website looked like on that particular day. And like I said, you can't really do too much interaction with it. You can do things like click the quick response button. That also works as well, but it's going to probably be pretty glitchy or take long times to load as you pull things up.
All right. Well,
good to know.
Let's all think good thoughts for Dr. Nils and his wife, Martha, who's doing all the work behind the scenes and building a new website. So let's just think good thoughts that they're able to get that taken care of and that they're back up and in business as soon as possible. And that hopefully will be this week. Because
Pluto's in retrograde right now too, so that's the Pluto's like representation of the endings to new beginnings story.
Oh, okay.
You know that what are we gonna do? And then Uranus kind of stirs that up, and then you know we got a lot of things that are stirring up. You know, but it's coming back to personally, how do we want to negotiate this? Do we get triggered into it? Or do we just say, okay, I'm ready to ride the wave of it? You know, it's that moment of riding the wave that we need to start doing.
We had one of those last Sunday.
Yeah, you just gotta, you know, put on your wetsuit and let's get going because the waves
if you were
can't
here
be
last
ridden.
Sunday, y'all remember, you know, started the show as usual, you know, Dr. Nils and Linda Rasmussen here. It was our healing show, you know, and we usually don't get to all phone calls till 9:30 or so and all of that. But, you know, I always officially start the show, which I haven't done yet today either. Well, didn't do it last week either. So what happened, Nathan, the phones just went nuts and started ringing right off the bat.
Wow.
And I was expecting someone to call it. So it was kind of like, it was like, well, you know, let's just take care of these phone calls, these people that need to be, you know, taken care of early. And then we'll start the show. Well, but the phone kept ringing. Boom, boom, boom. And Nathan, we didn't start the show till 10 o'clock, till after the 10 o'clock top of the hour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't do prayers and affirmations till the beginning of the second hour. So we had a Mercury in retrograde week last week.
I thought
I mean it was a good
weird.
Mercury in retrograde because we got to talk to lots of people and we were busy with phone calls through the whole show. But it was crazy. We didn't get to prayers and affirmations till the second hour.
Oh my!
So at least I haven't seen you answer the phone, so we're not getting nobody's tapping at the door right now.
Nope.
So we can get started leisurely as we usually do. But let's before we officially start the show, we'll take care of advertisers and stuff. But before we do that, let's at least take care of the subject we usually cover right off the bat, which is the weather. And fortunately we had the big, you know, I had the big Ananda Janmastami, Mela event at the Ananda community yesterday evening. It was from 4 to 7 PM and I was the welcome booth. So boy, was I talking to the weather angels all week because at the beginning of the week, they were saying it was going to rain yesterday. Anyway, we had a perfect day. It ended up being wonderful and we had a great, great time and all of that. And so, you know, it was just, partly sunny. And very reasonable temperature. So I think it's supposed to be the same today, although I haven't seen the sunshine yet up here. It's just cloudy. But
it's been raining at my house.
Has it been raining at your house?
Yeah.
I guess they had said there might be scattered showers around the area. So, Nathan, what do we got going on weather-wise today and for the week?
Well, we have calmed down a bit after what happened the past couple of days. That was kind of a little strange bit of rain and wind, especially in the middle of August, which is usually historically a very sunny month, but we're getting back into that sunny climate out there and just seeing partly to mostly sunny skies throughout the week, just slowly clearing out as we get away from that little atmospheric river. And
that's what it was, an atmospheric river that came in.
And we were having a garage sale on Friday. I have a double garage, so we cleared it out, and you know, we had people who came. It wasn't too bad of a garage sale, but it was like, really?
But yeah, it'll be a slow and gradual departure from that. Every day we'll get a little bit more sunny each time, and once we get to the end of the week, we'll be back into the low 80s again. And starting at 75 and mostly cloudy today, but like I said, just slowly, gradually going away.
Well, I, for one, was so glad to see the rain come. I mean, my property is the driest it's ever been since I've lived here. And boy, was everybody glad for the rain. But I'm just kind of noticing Because there was a lot of talk, you know, before the 2 days of rain, you know, Thursday going into Friday into Saturday morning, that time frame, where they were saying, oh, it's going to be a whole lot more than the rain we had last week, and it's really going to rain. And so I was waiting for it to really, really rain. Now it rained, and I got reasonable soaking a couple of times. But the atmospheric river they were talking about and the torrential rain stuff, it just never really happened around here. And I'm kind of seeing that to kind of be a theme.
It hit
me. Okay, so it was in your neighborhood, huh? It was up in the Skagit Valley.
I had a dish this deep.
Wow.
About 2 inches deep.
A couple of inches of water.
I dumped it out twice.
Wow. Wow.
And it was a dish that, you know, it was a good dish, you know, maybe 4 to 6 inches.
So you got some substantial rain.
You got some substantial rain up here. Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty good. It was pretty good. We didn't get a huge amount of wind. I mean, we got wind in certain places, but luckily I asked the wind to be calm around me because we had tent tarps out or, you know, the canopies out. But yeah, it decided to do a little bit of a good rainstorm. So yep. It came here.
Yep. So I'm at least very, very grateful that everything got watered and
hopefully it helped some of these fires.
Well, yeah, they did get some rain over on the Olympic Peninsula, or where's that? I don't know, the Bear or something fire or whatever. There's not a good fire going on over there, and I was really hoping that might really help.
I've been driving up and down I-5 and, you know, north of just north of Everett, there's been like four places where fire hit. And it's almost like somebody went along the freeway and did some. But there's good spots of, you know, recent fire. And it's sad. Those trees were so beautiful.
Well, at least it sounds like we're back into reasonable temperatures. We're not having major heat waves that keep us from sleeping and all that sort of stuff. But just even though it's going to be in the 70s and up around the 80 degree mark by next weekend, you still got to pay attention for, you know, dogs and kids in the car and that sort of thing. It still can overheat and cook the little ones. So be careful about that continuing as we go through. But I think the good news is that we don't have to get into that 90 to 100 degree area. Hopefully we're done with that for the rest of the season. All righty, how about let's take care of advertisers and kind of stay on schedule, and then we'll come back and officially start the show, and then we can get to all this list of stuff. We got a ton of stuff to catch up on, especially with Nathan and, oh, Natasha, you and me get to play mommy. We got good stuff to talk about here. yeah, we do. Okay, so everybody stay right where you are. We're picking Nathan apart because he hasn't been here for a while, and there's news, and there's stuff that we need to know about.
Okay? I've missed a lot, and you've missed a lot.
Uh-huh, yep. So anyway, we're catching up today. Oh, and by the way... If you have behavior training or healing questions for me, or you want a personal reading, or somebody you want to talk to or know about with Natasha, phone lines are always open. Local numbers 425-373-5527, and toll free is 888-298-5569. We're going to take care of advertisers. We'll come back and officially start the show. Then phone calls can interrupt anytime, and we will just be catching up. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Multicultural, multidimensional even. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're ahead of schedule, though. We didn't start the show till after 10 o'clock last week, so we're doing good. We're doing good, but we got all those crazy planets, and Mercury's in retrograde, and I don't know, Natasha was talking about Pluto and all kinds of stuff, but once we officially get the show started, we'll touch base a little bit there and find out, do we ever get a break? You know, I mean, I don't know, it's felt to me like Mercury's in retrograde permanently and has been forever and will be and all of that, but we'll find out from Natasha. Right now, we are going to, I'm going to officially start the show here, and if you haven't been around for that, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many decades. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and I start with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers. One for our animal friends and one for us human animals. And then we have a whole pile of affirmations that I share with you. We have chosen them because of their life-altering properties. And you are invited to join me saying the prayers and the affirmations, or you can opt out. It is up to you. It's not like dancing at 10 and 11 when we get on the love train. Dancing's required, but you can opt out in the prayers and affirmations. Somehow that just seems weird. Okay, so I start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Right now, for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace. Amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty then, that's our prayer section. All righty, now we got a pile of affirmations here. Like I said earlier, chosen for their life-altering properties. All of them have been contributed by one member of our spiritual family or another, then our Animal World family. This first one actually was a spiritual assignment to me years and years ago, and was say this out loud three times every day for a week, see what happens. I'm still doing it. and to share it with you. Here we go three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. All righty. Our second affirmation actually comes from Linda Rasmussen, our bioenergetic synchronization technique best practitioner. She was here last week with Brother Nels. And, you know, when she works with one of you, gives an affirmation to keep the energy going, that's where this one came from. And everybody is bugging me saying, my goodness, this is so powerful. It's changing my life. Changed mine. I continue to do it, and I know a lot of you do. I'm going to say it three times. And when I say abundant in this affirmation, imagine the type of abundance you want to attract into your life as at this time. All right, here we go. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. All righty then. This next one comes from my spiritual family again, Ananda, but the Italian division. And this is the one I use for me and my animals to try to keep us in balance with everything and being out in the world in the right frame of mind and energy. Here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty, this next one comes from Natasha. And this is the one I use for me and my animals to kind of try to keep us in balance with all this crazy energy going on. here we go three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, now the last longer affirmation is again from the Ananda Institute, and this is their the worldwide Warrior of Light affirmation. And oh boy, do we need this one all around our country, all around the world. Oh boy. And a lot of stuff going on Europe and around Ukraine, so keep them in your heart and your mind. Here we go, three times. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om, peace. Amen. Shanti, shanti. All righty then, to conclude, wrap it all up in a nice little package, and it's a little extra spiritual juice for us for the day and the week. It's Dr. Nell's contribution and his favorite part. So to seat it all within you, cross your hands over your chest, over your heart with me, and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. Whoa. All righty then. Okay, we are officially started. So phone lines are open, and feel free to pick up your phone call anytime with questions for me or Natasha, anything you want to know about. Local number 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569. And of course, you can shoot us email animalworldlive@hotmail.com. So, alrighty, y'all. If you tuned in late, Dr. Nell's website is down. And if you need Dr. Nils Rasmussen, if you need the neuroenergetic balancing for yourselves or your animal friends, just pick up your phone and give him a call, because he's packing it with him. Probably have a new website up sometime this week. But the other one died with the server or the host or whoever's in charge.
I wonder who is hosting him.
I don't know. But whoever it is, it's not there anymore. Anyway, Dr. Nels, write this down. If you need Dr. Nels, just call him. 208-451-6003. 208-451-6003. And we did, of course, hear from his sister, Linda Rasmussen, during the break. And you can check Linda out, because she is local and has a local office. Her website is verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And she works out of the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery. And she continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. And if she's worked with you on the air before, that doesn't count. She'll still give you a free session off the air. So verticalenergyworldwide.com, and call or text Linda for a free session to 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. Shoot us an email if you're interested, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And remember, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is available to see you. She's got plenty of room for new clients, can work with you in person, and that's the greatest way to see her, is, of course, in the healing room with the gongs and the chimes, acutonic forks, and so forth. One of the most gifted healers I've met, and my body wouldn't function if it wasn't for Jude and keeping everything in shape. You can check her out at whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or just give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty then. We are all caught up, and I was going to check back in with Nathan. But I think he's...
just finishing up with the caller that we had.
Got a caller going on. So before we pop in the caller, let's just complete the Mariners update. The Mariners, they were doing pretty well the last time we checked in with them. How's your team doing, Nathan?
So far, I mean, they're doing good enough. I mean, okay, they could be doing better, but they're doing good enough. They are in the wild card. And this not leading the division yet, but they're close to it. They are 1.5 games behind the Astros currently. And they are putting up threatening situations to pass the Astros for the AL West. But as far as the wild card, pulling that up right now. And they are currently the second place team in the wild card for the American League. And 1.5 games above the being not in it. So they're doing okay. They're doing good enough, but they could be doing better.
Okay, that's good. We'll have to go. We've got a lot more to catch up with Nathan and that sort of thing, and some follow up. But we'll get to it as the show goes on, and when we have lulls in the action, we'll cover those things. But
Before
golly.
We gotta take that caller, I gotta be that Bigfoot and stomp on you like I usually do.
Now, see, I'm not used to this, folks, because David's been with me more than Nathan has. And David doesn't stomp all over me.
And there he is again.
But Nathan does. So that means, Marjorie, it's Nathan's fault. I was going to take your phone call. But you heard him stomping around, and I guess we got to take care of advertisers. So we're going to do that, and then we'll go to the phone. So, Marjorie, hang on, because we'll take you right after we take care of advertisers. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Phone calls next, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hello, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. We're the hosts of Conscious Talk Radio.
We're excited to tell you that while we continue broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at 8 a.m., we're also on 880 a.m. Kixie Mondays at 3.
As always, we bring you the very best people we know of on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We also share Conscious Minutes Fridays during the John Tesh Show on Kixie.
Remember, Conscious Talk Radio on Fridays at 8 a.m. on KKNW for fresh shows every week.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are on the downside of the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. But we're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, and remember, it's N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. You can check all the products out at the NuPro website, NuProSupplements.com, and greatest cat vitamins. I've still got one cat that just really doesn't, if she doesn't want to eat, I just sprinkle the NuPro nuggets on, and she sometimes demands them. I won't eat unless you sprinkle, so I do. And the dog supplements are fabulous. And check out the Life Spice for dogs with cancer and so forth. Just really great products. And if you don't find them in store, they're all available on Amazon or through NuProSupplements.com. And, of course, you know, I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes, help them get their dogs under control really fast. And, you know, I've my whole life focused on what do I need to teach people so they can understand their dogs, have a great life, know how to handle problems and how to solve stuff, and get everything under control real fast. So they don't have to go to class for the rest of their life and never learn what they need to learn. And I've got a great system going. I usually only have to see you once. Yeah, it's a long session. And I give you free phone follow-up after I've seen you. How can I do that? I'll talk to you for free on the phone anytime and coach you through everything. Because I've been working on this program for a very, very long time, decades and decades, and it really works. So most people don't need a full follow-up afterwards, but it's amazing the miracles that I see happen with animals, you know, and especially with dogs all the time. I'm going to give you my phone number. Please take it with you and pass it out. Anybody you know who's got problems with their dogs, tell them to call me. I'll talk to them for free on the phone. If I'm not the best one to help them, I probably know who is. But chances are I can help them get everything under control very quickly. So my phone number is 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. Feel free to hand it out to whoever needs it. They've got need help with their animals. All righty. Speaking of that, it is the fourth Sunday, it's the third Sunday of the month. It's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones and finding out, private personal readings and finding out what's going on with our animal friends. And that's what we need to do here. Natasha Venter is here, and we are going to go to the phone lines, and Marjorie in Seattle. Good morning, Marjorie. Welcome back to Animal World.
Thanks. I'm calling again today to talk to Natasha. Actually, I'd like to talk to you too, Martha, because I'm getting ready. Actually, I am ready today to take Samson outside on the harness.
Okay, now Samson is your kitty?
And Samson's a cat that I saw once inappropriately urinate on the couch in November, and then it's happened three other times. But I didn't see which cat, because the other cat's Raven. But I suspect it's Samson.
Because you saw him once. I can chime in anytime, but let's make sure that Natasha has the connection she needs. Is there anything more you need to know to get a connection with Samson and Raven and Marjorie's situation,
Natasha? The coloring.
What does Samson look like?
Samson is a close to 12-pound black and white tuxedo, medium hair, and Samson is much smaller, is 10 pounds or 9.5, and is a long hair, all black female.
Okay. That helps. Thank you. Because I was getting a tabby for some reason, so I'm like, you know, more of a tabby, the stripes, so I just want to make sure that I... Yeah, no, I was on the right path here.
Yeah, so it's Raven that's black and white, and Samson that's all black.
No, Samson is black and white tuxedo.
Okay.
Raven is all black.
Ah,
and it's
okay.
Samson, the one that is the more
sensitive.
Gotcha. Yeah. Samson's the tuxedo guy.
Yeah.
And Marjorie, you saw him once pee on the couch.
Right, and then
it's happened three times since then, and you don't know who it was. Natasha, can you get a hand? First of all, does it feel like Samson's the one that's doing all the peeing, or are you getting any sense on that?
Yeah, but then you know it's like once one cat decides to start marking, then the other one says, "But it's my territory." But no, it's my territory. No, it's my territory. No, you know. So
do you feel that kind of conflict going on?
It's more Samson than anything. I'm going to ask, though, there's something about this that your cat's trying to tell you something. And so I'm trying to figure out what he wants you to know. So I've been asking, is it his body? Is it he's bored? Is it he's... can I ask, where is your couch positioned? Or, you know, where they're peeing? Where is it positioned to your door? Is it to the front? Is it to the side? Is it to the...
It's to the side.
To the right or the left?
And what, is it in front of a window?
The window is, there is a window, but they don't really look, I have the shutter on the bottom where they could see out, that's usually closed. So it's on the left of one hallway door, and then it's there's another hallway that's in front.
Okay, so to the left. Okay. So that's pretty much your knowledge corner or your health corner. So if it's right off to the corner, that would be your knowledge corner. The other, if it's a little bit further up in the wall,
because you're talking feng shui energy here,
I'm talking
here,
feng shui.
Right?
Okay, all right. Sorry, I thought I said that. I said it in my mind. I know I did. But so talking feng shui here. So sometimes when an animal, I'm noticing like animals are really trying to tell us something. And so if you're going with a bagua, that there's like, if you take your room and you corner it off into like squares, so it's like there's the squares. So there's one right off to your left, and then there's another square kind of mid room, and then there's one off to the far right, the far left corner. Okay. So if it's like to the left, that would be your knowledge corner. If it's just a little bit not quite in that corner and it's a little bit closer, that is going to be your health corner. And so, or your core, your health region. And so I'm getting that your cat is trying to tell you something. Like, I'm getting a little bit that he's bored. Both of them are a little bit bored. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not playing with them. It doesn't mean that you're not doing things. But, like, there's so much energy out there right now. And cats are upgrading like us in their intuition. And so with I saw a thing where somebody got a box and they put a bunch of tubes in it and then they put treats in it. So the cat had to do something different. So it's like there's that wanting to do something different. So good job wanting to take him outside, because I'm getting that he's trying to say something about you. Like there's something that's going on with you where it's either your knowledge or your health, that there's something that needs to be looked at. But there's also this part of him that's a little bit bored, and he's kind of like, both of them are a little bit on the bored side, but he's a little bit more like amped up bored than she is.
I'd like to know, and Marjorie, do you sit on this couch at all? Is it a couch that you use?
Yeah, it's my TV room.
Ah, okay. And did he pee on the part of the couch that you sit on or not?
No, it's one section of it. And then all four times it was that one section.
Okay. Now, you know, usually, Natasha, when cats are, you know, marking territory or, you know, peeing or spraying, it usually is territorial, you know, and relates to, and it might be, you know, cats outside. That's why I asked if there was a window and that sort of thing. And sometimes if you take them out on a leash and harness so that they're allowed to, you know, that they can mark outside, sometimes that makes a big difference. So did you say you have been taking Samson out?
No, I just have got him adjusted to the harness and the leash. And today I think I'm going to try taking him outside because he wants to go outside. When I have to watch when I come in the door, otherwise he'll shoot outside. And I think his behavior changed when it's been well over a year. Maybe it was last summer. He got out, snuck out when I was opening the door, and he didn't come back. He was out all night, and then he came back. And you know, he used to be very curious, as Raven is, and interested in people, and he's a lot shyer now. And I don't know if it was something happened when he got out, but he still wants to go out all the time.
Yeah, no, it scared him. He was in a total different reality than he knew, so it scared him. It kind of woke him up. But yeah, his curiosity, you got to feed his curiosity. And like I just cleaned up an area where my cat started peeing and I finally found it when I was painting that it was an event, the vet, you know, where there's rodents, and my Maya peed there. And then he was marking there too to say that that's his territory. And so, you know, there's a way. You got to shift that whole energy. Have you moved that couch?
There's not really any place I can move it.
Okay.
Well, and just
so you
know,
there's something about shifting the energy. It's about shifting up the knowing. Sometimes that's why I'm checking on different levels of different things.
Well, that's what I wanted you to look at, is that because in my experience, inappropriate urination with cats or inappropriate defecation, pooping. Specific correlations to what's going on with the humans. You know, our animals do pick up, process, and reflect back belief systems, characteristics, and particularly suppress negative emotional energy. Well, if Samson or a raven were pooping outside of the box and around, I'll tell you the emotional energy that's usually attached, coming from the human, is grief, sadness, disappointment, and often abandonment issues. Okay, but that's not what we got going on. Mm-mm. Peeing is usually anger. Okay, the phrase being pissed off wasn't coined for no good reason. It does relate. And then the type of urine can relate to the type of anger. So if they're backing up and spraying, that's usually a male anger. I don't like it. I want to fix it. I want to control it and change it, that kind of stuff. A squat urine, that's usually a female anger. Anger. And I don't mean man, woman, I mean male, female energy. But a female anger is a suppressed, covert, don't get mad, get even kind of anger. Similar to the way men and women deal with anger. But that's so when you get something like that going on the couch, and that's why I asked if you sat there. So if he went on the place where you were actually sitting, often that means who's ever sitting there is suppressing, anger. But if it's not on the same place, it's next to you, that could mean, is there someone around you suppressing anger or something sort of thing? So anyway, Natasha, could you look at the kind of anger component and see if there's any correlation with any of that?
I'm checking in. Have you been feeling like there's been somebody in your house?
No.
No. Oh, no. No.
I mean, spirit.
Like a loved one that's coming and visiting. I'm not getting a negative.
This has just happened in the last week. I think I hear something but that's in the wall, and I hope it's not a rodent. But I just hear something, kind of a knock once in a while. And I don't know where what that is. And it might even be outside, but it seems like it's inside somewhere. And it's not frightening or anything.
No, 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 no. That's what I'm kind of getting, is maybe that he's telling you that there's somebody
there. There's something there.
Yeah, that's sitting on that part of your couch. And
I don't hear it when I'm... I haven't actually been in that room much since I've been in the process of re-cleaning it again. So it's usually when I'm on my enclosed back porch, I'll hear it.
Well, that doesn't mean that isn't what we're talking
around.
That there isn't something there that he might be objecting to. You know, they can be very much aware of things that we don't sense or see in the environment.
I'm getting a masculine energy there. Huh. I'm getting a more of a masculine energy. And I'm getting, I'm getting that it wasn't like, it's not feeling like a father figure. It's not feeling like it's a grandfather figure. It's more like maybe, did you have a male cousin that passed away?
No.
Or somebody of that kind of tendency that would be like family, close family, but not maybe blood, but kind of felt like just somebody that was close to you?
No death that I know of.
All right, well, I've got to interrupt because we're up against the clock. We've got to close out hour number one.
I'll check in more.
Get on the love train. So, Marjorie, have you got enough time to hang with us
sure.
So we can do the love train and all of that and pick you up on the other side?
Sure.
All right, so Natasha's going to keep tuning in while we love train. And then after we love train and come back, Marjorie will check in again, see if Natasha came up with more. I know you said you wanted to ask me about it too, and right now you're our only caller, so we can spend time with you. So you just hold on, and we'll get back to all of this inappropriate urination and stuff after the top of the hour. Right now we are going to fire up the love train, and I've already told you dancing is required. Okay, you don't get to opt out. So you can, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on the love train and dance with me, and I'll come by and I'll cruise through and pick you up. And I always energize up the love train music with my yogi energization prayer to give us a little extra energy and for the day and the week. Here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it is coming right up. Stay right where you are. Back to the phones. After love training, Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.